Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. However, today we're going to talk about the dark side of technology. What happens when something goes awry? What happens when tragedy strikes? We're going to talk today about the life of Madame Curie and her discovery, radioactivity. In fact, there's a new TV series on cable television called Radioactive, about the life and times of Madame Curie, the woman scientist who won not one but two Nobel Prizes, but it's also a tragedy. The force that she unleashed on the world, radiation, would eventually kill her. Well, with us today to talk about this and also the fad that erupted at the turn of the century around the magic, supposedly magic powers of radium is Lucy Jane Santos, author of an exciting new book, Half-Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium. We should point out that she's the executive secretary of the British Society for the History of Science, and we were glad to get her all the way from England today. So, Lucy, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First question for you is, when you were a youth, what steered you in the direction of science, and more specifically, the history of science? What got you into that?
Well, it was actually something that I had been doing for quite a while without really realizing that was what I was doing. So my background, I started off as an archaeologist, went to university to train as an Egyptian archaeologist, and I sort of moved a bit into cosmetics and beauty, and I worked in that industry for quite a while, so writing about the history of beauty, helping people learn how to put on red lipstick, so we did lots of reenactments and you know, really played around with the ideas of makeup and the history of makeup. And I, after a while, I sort of realized that I was actually doing history of science at the same time. I was, and history of medicine. I was looking at the products that people were using that were obviously technological advancements of the time. I mean, beauty and science is linked. But how I specifically found radium was that I actually bought a box of old cosmetics, so lipsticks and face powders, and one of those pots in the box, I got it from an auction house. It just looked like a lovely face powder, but when I flipped it over, it said on the back that the ingredients were radium bromide. And, you know, clearly that started my mind working because I couldn't understand what this was or why people would think that using radium face powder would be a good thing. And this whole project, the book Half-Lives, came out of really trying to work out what people's motivations were.
Now, I'm a physicist. And yet sometimes I go to the library and browse at old magazines dating back to the end of the last century, and I'm shocked, absolutely stunned by all the advertisements talking about the magical powers of radium. So let's back up a bit now and explain to us how we got into that mess. First of all, who was Madame Curie, and how did she unleash the nuclear age?
Well, when I talk about radium, first of all, I have to say that I'm not a scientist myself. I study the history of the science. So I always think about the audience when I'm trying to pitch this. I'm sure your audience is much more scientifically minded than some of the general audiences that I've been talking to recently. But, you know, when we look at radium, we sort of, I always look at three points. So I look at the discovery of X-rays, Wilhelm Röntgen in the late 19th century. Then I look at Henri Becquerel, a French scientist, who's looking to see whether you can find these invisible radiations, which were called X-rays, in the natural world, whether you could find them in minerals and ores. And he discovers the phenomenon that becomes known as radioactivity, and Marie Curie gives us a name, and then she continues his research, and eventually, you know, taking liberties of science here, eventually she discovers two new radioactive elements, polonium and radium.
Okay, well, of course, it's a matter of legend that Madame Curie had basically tons and tons of ore, pitch blend ore, that contained this magical substance called radium. So how was it that this poor scientist could gain international recognition by plowing through literally tons of what is usually called useless ore?
Well, she had a sample of it in the first place, and it was one of many minerals that she was testing, and it was the one, obviously, that she discovered that it was giving off more radioactivity than the content, the uranium, the known uranium content was known, giving off. The reason she got lots later is because she actually made a deal with the Austrian government, who were controlling the mines in the town of St. Jostoval, which is now known as Yakimov and is in the Czech Republic. And she and Pierre Curie took delivery of tons and tons of this black, pitch black, pitch blend mineral, and then really spent years working their way through it before they could isolate enough radium specifically to, acknowledge it officially that it was actually a real element.
And what was her reaction, refining tons and tons of this useless ore, extracting this chemical, this unknown chemical that glowed in the dark, and didn't diminish with time? It seemed to glow forever. So what was her reaction, knowing that right in front of her, a new substance was being discovered which emitted a new form of energy?
I mean, it's amazing. And if you look, there are actually photographs of her overseeing the initial process of the extraction. By 1901, it had become a sort of industrial process. So when she first extracted radium, it is very much her in a lab, stirring and evaporating and doing all the chemical analysis that needs to be done to, you know, extract this new element from, as you said, this ore robber, this pitch blend. But there are photos of her when, once it becomes an industrial process, overseeing these vast vats of bubbling black, mixture. Really, it's remarkable, and to think that all of that, all of the massive amounts of material that was needed, and they would be isolating only a small amount of radium salt, and it took, I think it was something like 8 tons of pitch blend to get a few grams of radium salts at the end. That process itself is a legend, you know, sort of, it's always pitched as one woman, taking on science, taking on this massive amount of work to get these very, very small grains of salt. But also, yes, these grains of salt glow in the dark. They emit a heat as well. So it's an amazing outcome, but a very, very long process.
Now, in the scientific community, this sent shockwaves because there was something called the conservation of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. The total amount of energy is a constant. And that was one of the fundamental principles of physics. But here was a substance that was emitting energy, large quantities of energy at the atomic scale, and it seemed to not diminish with time at all. Energy from nothing. So it created quite a sensation in the scientific community. But let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll talk about the implications for the public. What happens when the public thinks that this is a cure for cancer, aging, and all the problems of society? You were listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call and you can get on national radio. Give us a call at 612 612- 564-8135, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're very glad to have with us today, all the way from England, Lucy Jane Santos, author of an exciting new book called Half-Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium. And we should point out that she's the executive secretary for the British Society for the History of Science. Well, we last left off at the turn of the last century, Madame Curie, perhaps the most famous woman scientist of all time who won 2 Nobel Prizes, discovers a new element that glowed in the dark. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. Things are supposed to run down with time, and that radium simply glowed undiminished. It created a sensation in the scientific community. In fact, it was Albert Einstein who finally explained where the energy was coming from. Matter was being turned into energy. But the public eventually got wind of it, and the consequences were catastrophic. So, Lucy, what happens when this discovery reaches the public and people want in on this magical substance called radium?
Well, it's really, there is an explosion. I mean, radium by 1903 was being everywhere. So you get it in the fashion world. There's things like radium silk, for instance, and that is just a normal silk, but it's got a special shimmer, and that's why it's being called radium silk, because it's referencing this idea of a slight glow of the radium. You get it in the theatre as well, so you've got glow-in-the-dark paint, which is a massive innovation. There has been glow-in-the-dark paint before. You can see things in the dark, but because of the specific properties of radium, you don't need to charge it up. You don't need to expose this paint to light to make it work, and it doesn't go out. So if you paint your costume as a theatrical performer with a little bit of radium paint, that's you. That's good enough for a long, long time. But then it starts also becoming, so it's really fascinating because it's not just in the random fashion world and the consumer world, but also in the medical world as well. And this is where it gets really, really interesting. So they knew that radium salts glowed in the dark, but also it was soon found out that actually if you had a vial of these salts in your pocket, which people did because the process to get radium is so intensive, so time-consuming that they only had small amounts of these radium salts, the scientists would actually borrow each other's, and they would take it on trips with them. So you've got people like Henri Becquerel, who's based in Paris, coming to London with a little vial of radium salts in his pocket. And these scientists didn't report that actually these salts are burning through the clothes that they're wearing and actually burning their skin. And this really, really is where the idea that radium could have some sort of medical implementation start taking off. And it's because of x-rays. The x-rays had been discovered a few years earlier, and they started to be used diagnostically because it's really useful to be able to see inside the human body. You know, whether it's a broken bone or a bullet, it really helped the medical world. And these early experimenters with x-rays were reporting that their skin was reddening, that it would be blistering and sometimes actually peeling off. And because a lot of these people were proponents of the idea of hormesis, the idea that like cures like, or a little bit of what is bad for you is actually good for you, they started thinking, well, we can use x-rays therapeutically as well. So they were training these invisible rays at people who had skin disorders or birthmarks. And they also started using them to treat people with cancer as well, so external tumors. So literally burning off people's skin. So when radium was also found to be had the same sort of thing, that it would burn off the skin if you were exposed to it, this also started to be used in medical treatment. And it was actually better than x-rays in the sense that you didn't need a generator to get this effect. And when you think about why people would put themselves through this or why this was so exciting, you really have to think back and think, well, actually, obviously, cancer people fear cancer, but really the only treatment available is to cut it out or cut it off, you know. So cancer treatment at the time is really limited to surgery, which is dangerous, messy, and usually has an extended hospital stay, whereas x-rays and much more usefully radium is clean, modern technology. You know, you can just, I mean, they literally, with the radium salts, would strap a vial of radium salts to somebody and use a bandage to keep it in place. Or you could insert it into the body for deep-seated tumors for a small amount of time or a long amount of time. You know, they were really playing around with the boundaries of what worked and what didn't at this point.
Now today, if you go to social parties of the elite, sometimes they pass around cocaine. But as I understand, back then at the turn of the last century, instead of passing around cocaine, they would sometimes pass around radium. Why? Because radium, they thought, was a cure for cancer, tuberculosis, the aging process. Your vigor, your strength, your vitality would come back if you take radium. So what happens now to the society's elite who have a love affair with this dangerous chemical, thinking that it's going to give them eternal youth?
Absolutely, and these people are really thinking that this is the cure for cancer, this is the cure for everything. But also it's worth remembering that radium salts are the most expensive substance in the world at this point. They're more expensive than gold. So the idea that you would have possession of some radium salts is a massive social coup, really. I mean, you either needed to be friends, and we're thinking about 1903, 1904 here, you either really needed to be friends with the Curies to access them, or very, very rich indeed. And there's stories of millionaires desperately trying to find radium salt. There's one specific one who goes all over Europe to try and source some radium salt because a relative of his has cancer, and he feels that this is the only hope for him. So it's amazing at this time. You've got something that is the hope for cure for cancer, the hope for not aging, but it's also the most expensive substance in the world. So it's got this, there's a real human element here of hope and need, but also at the same time of showing off your social prestige because you have some radium and you have some access, or you are implying that you have access to radium.
Now, tell us some stories about what happened to individuals such as Eden Byers. A very sad cautionary tale. So what happened to these people who ingested large quantities of radium thinking that it would rejuvenate their body? What happened to these people?
Well, I think the key point here is large quantities. I mean, Eben Byers he doesn't take radium until 1927. This is a well-documented case, so we know when he started taking it. But from the early 1900s, when people started using radium, to 1927 is a long time. And there's not that many really clear examples of people who have ingested radium and then suffered from it. But Eben Byers, so he is a millionaire playboy. He'd been an amateur golf champion, and as I said, a bit of a playboy. So I think his nickname was something like the Silver Fox. You know, he was a very handsome, very rich man who was very high profile. And in 1927, he managed to hurt his shoulder. And he was away from home at the time, and he was given a prescription by a doctor. And the doctor prescribed a product called Radithor, which is a triple-distilled radium water. And this was made by a man called William J. Bailey, trading as Bailey Labs. So it's a triple-distilled water that was said to cure up to 150 diseases. And it comes in a very small bottle. I haven't seen one in real life, but I think it's about an inch tall. And you're meant to take one bottle a day for a minimum of 3 months. As I said, this is going to cure everything. That's really interesting because Radithor also gave a kickback to doctors. So if you prescribed the product to them, to your patient, you got a little bit of money for that. Now, Radithor is making Bailey Labs, it's a 400% profit margin on it. So it is huge business.
Okay, Lucy, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about the tragic story of what happened to this playboy, Eden Byers, who ingested large quantities of radium. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry the show. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call later to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call because we're talking about the science of radium.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News. Nike wants disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti to pay fines for trying to extort them out of millions of dollars. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Oregon-based company is seeking just over $856,000 from the lawyer, who was given 2.5 years in prison for his actions in the scheme. Nike's financial request is actually a revised one, as the company previously wanted $1.7 million. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if they didn't pay him millions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles County announced it's going to reinstate indoor mask mandates amid surging COVID-19 cases. The mandate applies regardless of whether they've been vaccinated against the virus. COVID-19 cases are rising in 45 states as the more infectious Delta virus has become more prominent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again with us today is Lucy Jane Santos, author of a new book, Half-Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium. And so we're talking about the fact that Madame Curie won 2 Nobel Prizes, in part because she unleashed a new force on the world. You see, back then in the last century, we only knew about 2 forces: electricity and magnetism, which gives us light and radio, and also gravity that keeps us on the floor. That's it, folks. 2 forces that rule the universe. But Madame Curie showed that no, there's another force out there, a force that holds the atom together, the secrets of the atom via something called the nuclear force. And back then, they didn't know much about the nuclear force. In fact, radium glows in the dark like magic, and people thought it was like a sun in a bottle, capturing cosmic forces in a bottle that you could ingest and swallow. Well, let's follow now the sad story of Edian Byers. He was a wealthy, handsome playboy who ingested large quantities of radium. And so we'll talk to Lucy about what happened to Mr. Byers. So, Lucy, what did happen to him?
Well, so he started taking radium, radisol, the radium water, and for a few years he was a massive fan of it. So he took 3 bottles a day, and bearing in mind the prescribed amount is 1 bottle a day, he was taking 3 bottles a day. He was giving crates of it to his friends and family, and it was even rumored that he was giving it to his horse as well. So he was a massive fan of this product, and he felt that it was pepping him up. He felt it was giving him zim and vigor. I haven't actually seen whether it helped his arm in any way, but all descriptions of him were saying that it was just giving him the sort of spark of life that he'd been missing. I mean, he is a slightly elderly playboy at this time. He'd been a ladies' man, but there was lots of rumors around that he wasn't quite as much of a ladies' man as he used to be until he started taking Radisol again. So over a period of a few years, he was taking 3 bottles a day, and everything was great until he started saying that he was losing weight and he was suffering from terrible headaches and toothaches. And when I say terrible headaches and toothaches, I really do mean that, because by 1932, his problems were identified as being radiation poisoning. And Time magazine in 1932 reported on a visit that an attorney had made to Eben Byers. And he had his whole upper jaw and his lower jaw had been removed at this point. And he could barely speak. His head was bathed in bandages. His teeth had either fallen out or been removed. And basically, holes were forming in his skull, and he was losing weight, and he was dying of radiation poisoning, and actually died the following year. But that description of such a terrible, awful death really, really did spark a lot of public recognition about what could happen if people were taking huge amounts of radium in an unregulated fashion. I mean, Eben Byers had been prescribed Radisol in the beginning, but you didn't need to be prescribed. You could just send off for it. So this is sort of unregulated and not under a doctor's supervision as well. And really, the case of Eben Byers, as was reported all over the world in newspapers and specifically in Time magazine, really did underline how dangerous.
Okay, Lucy, we have to take yet another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to talk about the radium girls. What happened to workers that would ingest radium by making watches? You're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can be heard on national radio. We're talking to Lucy Jane Santos, author of a new book, Half Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we have a cautionary tale. When you discover a new force of nature, the nuclear force, be careful, because sometimes it could be overwhelmingly powerful. And we now know that radium emits alpha rays and gamma rays, rays that are pure chaos, that can disrupt the DNA of cells, ionize cells, causing them to die and maybe even become cancerous. But back in the 1920s, there was this fad. People were taking radium potions, including this Playboy, Eden Byers. It turns out that his gravesite is actually radioactive. Even today, because radium has a very long half-life, his gravesite is still radioactive. Now, Lucy, tell us a little bit about the radium girls, that is, young women who would lick their paintbrush containing radium as they created luminous dials on watches. Tell us a bit about that sad story.
Well, and it is a sad story. So as soon as it had been discovered that radium salts glowed in the dark, people started thinking about making radium paint. But it wasn't really until 1917 when a company came up with the very sinister sounding Undark that it really started taking off. So this is paint that glows in the dark. And it's a very, very faint glow, but it became very useful. Now, very specifically in the First World War, it was really useful to have a watch that you could see in the dark, so you didn't need to light a match and alert an enemy sniper to your position. And early aircraft, for instance, didn't have electrical systems, and it's really handy to be able to see your instruments in the dark during night flights. So really, really, the First World War really, really does make radium paint very, very popular. So you've got aircraft, escape hatches, and watches. Now, watches were described as being one of the essential pieces of kit for a First World War officer specifically. So by the 1920s, after the war has ended, it still carries on. It's really fashionable to have a glow-in-the-dark watch. So smart women, for instance, would wear this glow-in-the-dark watch. It was very, very stylish. And there's companies all over the world selling radium glow-in-the-dark watches. Now, it gets even more popular, and obviously as it gets more popular, more and more people are needed in factories to make these. So in America, for instance, you've got hundreds of factories where they're churning out these glow-in-the-dark watches, and really women that are being hired to paint them because, you know, women's hands are smaller, slightly more delicate, and it was felt that they were more suitable for this type of work. Now, often it was an average of 5.5 days a week that they would be working, painting around 250 watches a day. And they're paid by the watch, so really it is very important to be as efficient as possible. But one of the ideas that was came up with and was really encouraged by the owners of the factory was something that came known as lip pointing. And this is literally taking your paintbrush in between each watch, putting it in between your lips and making a fine point of the brush. And of course, when you're doing that, it does have benefits. It's less likely to smudge because you can get a finer line. But it meant that these women were ingesting massive amounts of radium paint and obviously radium salts because of that. So by 1924, from one factory alone, 9 women had died. And it took several years to work out what exactly had happened because the company was covering up. They were trying to blame the women themselves, saying that they had syphilis, because they were dying of radiation poisoning, and some of the symptoms they were describing was, as given by us 50 years later, was their teeth were falling out, their jaws were rotting. So the companies, as I said, tried to blame syphilis and all sorts of other things, but eventually it came out that they were suffering from radiation poisoning caused by their work. And the companies had to admit responsibility for this because actually in most cases, in fact, they knew what they were doing. They knew that this was a dangerous substance by then. It wasn't unknown that radiation could kill. And yet they still allowed their female workers to carry on doing this in a way that they knew could cause them problems. I mean, I don't think they knew exactly what problems, but still.
Okay, Lucy, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku, and we're talking about the dark side of science. What happens when the public goes berserk, thinking that a dangerous technology is the elixir of life, the cure for cancer, only to find out that it is poisonous and lethal in large quantities? Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Our special guest today is Lucy Jane Santos. The book is called Half-Lives, and stay tuned as we continue to talk about the dark side of science.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is Lucy Jane Santos, author of a new book, Half-Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium. And she's the Executive Secretary of the British Society for the History of Science. And we're very fortunate to have her today all the way from England. Now, Lucy, this is a cautionary tale because Madame Curie, who won so many awards for the discovery of radioactivity, in fact, she even coined the word, for God's sake, she would eventually die of radiation poisoning. So tell us a little bit about her history and also what happened to her daughter, Irene Joliet Curie, who also won the Nobel Prize for artificial radioactivity. And apparently she might also have died of radiation poisoning. So what happened to the Curies?
Well, unfortunately, they really paid the price for their discoveries. And earlier in this show, I said that from around 1901, it was known that radiation damaged the body. So Pierre Curie reported that his fingers were burnt, that he'd been burnt by exposure to radium salt. So people knew almost immediately that this was potentially a dangerous substance. And I think the real cautionary tale here with the Curies specifically, because there are some arguments about what exactly, especially in the case of Marie Curie, what caused her death. It was exposure to radioactivity. Was it her work with radium, or was it her work in the First World War, along with her daughter, when they set up mobile X-ray vehicles and went down to the front of the war and X-rayed soldiers who had broken bones or bullet wounds or things like that. So they spent a lot of time working with X radiation, not just radium radiation. But there's a real cautionary story here of perhaps scientists and medical people, because it's not just the Curies. There are a lot of people who really seem to have put their health last whilst they were searching for the answers. So in the Curie case, they're really searching for, what is radioactivity? What does it do? This is the questions that drive them. For medical people, it was, could this substance, if we could just work out exactly how to use it, cure cancer? So in a lot of cases, I think it is people not being foolish, not, exactly ignoring what's in front of them, but the drive to push through science to cure cancer, to cure tuberculosis, to sort of help humanity is their driving force. And they ignore the signs. They ignore symptoms. I mean, Marie Curie died in 1937, but she was actually blind, pretty much blind by 1931. She was poorly. She was weak. And people knew that it was through her work with radioactivity that she continued. And in the case of her daughter as well, they continued to work with radioactivity long after it was known that it was dangerous and long after they knew that they had already damaged themselves.
Now, when Madame Curie died, eventually her body was put in the Pantheon, which is one of the sacred sites in Paris. But I understand there's also some concern there because her body is still slightly radioactive, right?
Well, when she was She was originally born. She was originally buried in a small village in outside of Paris. And when they removed her body and moved it to the Pantheon, there was a lot of concerns surrounding what her, well, I mean, what her body would do to the people that were removing it. And yes, there was some levels of radioactivity. They also found that she'd been buried in a coffin, but there was another box inside of it. And there's not photos of this, but she was meant to have been very well preserved. And her body was well preserved, and she was buried with a rose as well, which was also well preserved. So yes, there is always the concern that these people that work with radioactivity, their body is still radioactive and obviously will be for a long time.
Now tell us a little bit about what happened to William J. Bailey, who was almost like a circus barker, promoting the benefits of radium, and perhaps hundreds of people suffered as a consequence. What happened to him? I understand that his body was also slightly radioactive. What happened to him?
Well, I mean, he lived a fairly long and on my understanding, healthy life. He is one of the people, he does sound awfully like he was a quack, that he was just riding the latest bit of science and trying to make a profit from it. So I said his product Radisol, which had killed even buyers, was making him 400% profit. He had a lot of products, and he was selling radium for many, many years. Now, he said that he was a scientist. There's some discussion over whether that was true or not. But at one point, he was being published in newspapers and quoted as being a radium scientist, radium specialist. So he had a high level of public understanding around him that he knew how to deal with radium. Now, he also said that he took his own products, and he said that he lived, well, when he was interviewed later on in his life, and he was said, I've taken so much radium, I'm paraphrasing, I've taken so much radium that I'm the healthiest person I know. He did die, I think it was at the age of 68, of bladder cancer. Again, not specifically tied to his work with radium. These types of things are really hard to do. So when his body also is very radioactive as well.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, our time is up. So, Lucy, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic. Once again, her book is called Half-Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium. And we're talking about one of the darkest chapters in the history of science, when a new technology, the nuclear force, bursts on the scene, and yet quacks converge on it to create a whole industry, which eventually led to the deaths of many innocent individuals. So once again, the book is called Half-Lives, The Unlikely History of Radium. And you may want to catch on television a documentary about the life of Madame Curie called Radioactive, a word that was actually coined by Madame Curie herself.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.